Thanks so much for joining in on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. Today, we're going to start the show by taking a look at things you can do this winter in Wisconsin. Looking forward to that. As we talk, we'll be talking with our guest, Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. So really looking forward to talking with Secretary Sayers. First, I wanted to mention the year-end member drive. It's our last day of the drive, and of course, you count on WPR for great programming, and it's your support that makes these conversations go strong. Your gift right now makes a big difference, both this year and as we head into 2025. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. WPR Executive Director, is it
Executive? Executive producer.
Executive producer. You're an executive. I know that for sure. Jill Nadeau with us. And we do have, as we always do, we have a goal.
We certainly do. And this hour, we ask 30 people to join in with a gift funding the WPR News so it stays on track. Make your contribution now, any amount that works for you, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Public radio. What does that mean? Public radio means listener-supported radio.
That's right. And, you know, while we do appreciate, of course, business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR. So your contribution of any amount, it really, really does matter. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You'll be ending the year on a high note with a gift to WPR. Your support makes a difference in the programs we can offer all year long. So please do donate now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I started listening when I was a grad student here in 1976. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. One reason I love listening is that I'm interested in a lot of different things, and WPR always has a lot of different things. I can hear everything from politics to gardening to travel information. I love just hearing that variety of things.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
And when you go there, there's a big donate button.
First thing you see, Larry.
And it's bright red. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift could be $10 a month, might be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose really has an important impact.
And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is just a great thing to do, and it only takes a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact info, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget to ask for your new WPR socks this drive. They're navy blue Wisconsin and WPR themed socks, and they're cozy and practical, and I need a pair. Ask for yours when you give $15 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I donated, and I'm getting two pairs.
You can give one to me, Larry.
I was just going to tell you, I'm keeping it for myself.
Fine.
Now is a great time here as we are on the last day of our drive. Great time to become a sustaining member. Easy to set up. They're just ongoing monthly payments from your bank account, or you could use your credit card if you want. Get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Like James in Sun Prairie says, I have listened to WPR for more than 50 years. I love the programs, and I encourage my friends and family to also donate. Nice.
That's very nice. Thank you, James. And what about you? Your gift right now, very powerful and really makes a difference at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thank you very much. Well, if you're looking for a list of things to do this winter, you have come to the right place. Our guest with us now, Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She always has lots of good ideas. And if you're looking for something to do this winter, and maybe in your area, Ann might have an answer. You can give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Or maybe you've got something going on in your area that you want to talk about. Please feel free to call in or shoot an email and let us know. And Secretary Ann Sayers, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's so good to be here. Nice to hear you, Larry.
You know, we've always got our facts, a fest or fiction game to kick things off. And I have never gotten all of them right. And I'm embarrassed about that because I've been in Wisconsin a long time and I've done a lot of things here in this state. Have you got another way to humble me here with this fest?
I might, but you know, maybe today's your lucky day. But in any case, you shouldn't be embarrassed because part of the deal is Wisconsin just keeps coming up with more events and festivals all the time. It's like what we do, it's part of our spirited nature. So it's almost impossible to keep up with them all. I learn something every single time we play.
And it's on this Fest or Fiction is on the website, which is cool.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll play a few here today, but if folks want to, it's a fun way to kill some time, honestly, in the holidays here. Visit travelwisconsin.com/fest or fiction. Test your knowledge and you're definitely going to learn some things and have some fun.
And I didn't cheat.
Okay.
I did not cheat. I did not go and look. Although
all
I
right.
was sorely tempted.
I'm so impressed. Okay, so you remember how it works. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say the name of a festival, and then you're going to tell me whether you think it's actually a fest or if it's fiction, and then we'll follow up with some details. And if it's real, we'll give you the deets, and if it's not, I'll give you some similar ideas to the one we made up for you.
Okay. All right.
You feeling ready?
I'm ready.
All right, first one, Flannel Fest.
Flannel Fest?
Fiction, Flannel Fest.
Oh, I am going to say, sounds like it could happen. I'm going to say fest.
All right.
I'm right? Oh, right. Believe me, it was kind of a wild guess, but I figure flannel in Wisconsin. Where's this happened?
Yeah, trust your gut. That was great. So this is happening in Janesville in February. It's a beer festival wrapped in flannel. It's all about celebrating the best ways to stay cozy in winter, of course, craft beer and flannel clothing. It's more than 90 craft beers that are going to be available for tasting. So you're going to have access to a lot of fun games and activities to bring out your inner child. It's full of entertainment. There's a cornhole tournament, of course, a homebrew competition, food vendors. So just don your best flannel, head to Janesville. It's February 22nd for Flannel Fest.
All right. That sounds like fun. Jill, get your flannel out. Let's take off. She's not a flannel type gal,
you know,
really.
I am from the UP. And so there is a platter day up there that they celebrate in the fall with the
flannels.
Flannels, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I take
so
back what I said.
So I do have flannel. I just don't wear it here, Larry.
Okay.
Got to look professional, not like a lumberjack.
All right. I got one right. What's next?
You're on a roll. Okay. Next one. Balloon Animal Bonanza. Best or fiction?
I don't think so. Balloon? No. Not this time of the year, anyway. The balloons would shrink up.
All right. 2 for 2.
Well, I was thinking if it was this time of the year, you know, you put balloons outside and they do kind of shrink. So,
yeah, you're right.
Now, if you'd have said the shrinking balloon festival, then I might have gone with yes.
Well, there's one balloon that still works in the winter, and that is a hot air balloon. So you can work balloons into your winter plan through the Hudson Hot Air Affair. This is a weekend-long event happening in February. It is so fun. You will be transfixed as hot air balloons gracefully rise up into the winter air. They pepper the sky with all these pops of color. And throughout the weekends, there's indoor and outdoor activities happening. There's events, entertainments, there's bar crawl, ice carvings, and a fan favorite is the torchlight parade. That's so fun. The parade floats carry the burners from the balloons, and they shoot up large columns of fire that light up the night as they head down the street. It's such a fun event. It's happening February 7th through the 9th in Hudson for the Hudson Hot Air Affair.
Love it. That's another, boy, that sounds great. I should be writing these down, but why would I need to? Because I can just go to your site.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Find it out. Well, have you got another one for me?
I do. One more here. World's longest weenie roast. Fest or fiction?
World's longest. Longest weenie or the longest roast?
Weenie roast. Longest weenie roast.
I tried to tease out an answer. I'm going to say... Yeah, I mean, we're a German state. We got lots of sausage. I'm going to say yes. Oh, I got that one right there.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to tell you about this one. We have one more after this. And if you're going to get stumped, it might be the next one. Okay. The weenie roast. So hundreds of weenie enthusiasts trek to the Northwoods each winter for this party on the lake. The world's longest weenie roast is an annual tradition at Lakewoods Resort. That's in Cable. And the event got its name back in the day when the hot dogs used to be cooked over a long line of charcoal that they would lay out on the surface of Lake Namakagan.
Oh.
So, yeah, they did it right. Nowadays, the hot dog roasting happens over a grill, but the atmosphere, the entertainment, it's always festive. It's happening February 28th and March 2nd. You'll cheer on and participate in a variety of competitions. That includes drag races featuring some of the world's fastest snowmobiles and a lot of comical games, of course, involving hot dogs.
Well, I've done some fishing on Lake Namakagan, so I guess I've never heard of it. How long has it been going on? Do we know?
You know, I don't have that in front of me, but I think it's been quite a while now. Maybe your caller will know.
All right. And one more.
This is the one, Larry. It all comes down to this. Unicorn World. Best or fiction?
I gotta say, I'm saying no. Oh no, I missed it.
I'm sorry. That's a festival, Unicorn World. We do that here in Wisconsin. It's your opportunity to step into the realm of magic. It's a two-day event that's going to transport visitors to a land of fantasy brought to life at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in West Allis. It's a family-friendly event, immersive experiences of elaborately decorated scenes, kids' activities, arts and crafts, and more. And get this, over 20 lifelike unicorns will be there to put the look of amazement on your kid's face. Ugh. And Larry, do you know what they call a group of unicorns?
A multi-corn?
Multi-uni? It's called a blessing. Oh. So here in Wisconsin, it is truly a blessing for unicorn lovers. January 11th and 12th, Unicorn World in West Allis.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell you what else is a blessing. And that's Wisconsin Public Radio.
I thought you were going to say me, Larry.
You're part of it, so you're part of the blessing.
Jill that's very true.
Back with us here.
Very true.
For just a minute or two to talk about the last day of our drive for the year. And you can set WPR for success in 2025 with your gift on the last day of the year drive. Maybe you've already given this year. Maybe you're making ongoing monthly gifts. Today, make a special year-end gift for the essential service you rely on all year long. That's what I did. And that's how I wound up with two pairs of socks.
Quit showing off, Larry.
It's just take a couple of minutes. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And our goal is
30 people to join in this hour. And we'll be on track to support all the quality and the variety of programs that you enjoy every day on WPR News. Wisconsin Public Radio, of course, is listener-powered. Now, that means that your donation right now, well, it makes a difference. So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Always enjoy having Ann Sayers on the program, Secretary of our Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We'll be talking with her. It's always fun to have a quiz to start, but it at the same time lets people know about some of the events that are going on throughout the state. So it's a fun way to do that. And we're going to be talking about ski hills and a bunch more as we move along today. Kind of a unique kind of program, I think, unique to public radio, at least. And here we are, listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org, or you could do it by phoning 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And, you know, it's really important. I mean, we're looking at these wonderful, fun things to do, Larry, but we also have to remember that a lot of these events really help in the communities that have them. They depend on that income. So we're kind of doing double duty here. And you can do double duty, too, because you can enjoy the shows and you can help us with our goals. Make your donation even easier by becoming a sustainer. So choose an amount that's right for you. Maybe it's $10 or maybe it's $20 a month. Maybe it's more, maybe it's less. And have it charged from your bank account or credit card.
And when you're a sustainer, that monthly gift continues year after year, so your support is always current. Start your ongoing monthly gifts right now. Do it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, a powerful way to support the WPR programs that you love.
A lot of my friends grew up with public radio, and unfortunately, I didn't. I discovered it in college, and I knew I was addicted when the fun drives would come on, and I still couldn't change the channel. And so, it's been such an important part of sort of my relationship with my friends also that this summer when I got married, I decided to include it in my vows. And in my part about why I love my husband, I said, no matter how many times I say, guess what I heard on NPR, you always listen to my stories with interest. My husband and I donate because I feel like it's an important asset in my life and I would like to contribute to it. But I really think that it's an important asset to the community as a whole and to the country as a whole. My name is Christine Callis-Jewell, and public radio is my source for the beginning of conversations.
Oh, Christine, what a WPR included in the marriage vows. Isn't
I
that wonderful?
Love that, Larry.
I do, too. I know how to go to WPR.org. That's one thing I remember. Or you can phone 888-202-2552 and join Christine in making your contribution. Your support during this drive makes the news, the conversations, the entertainment you enjoy on WPR possible. It could be $10 a month gift, could be $20. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And maybe you're like me and you're kind of a procrastinator and you'll say, I'll support Wisconsin Public Radio tomorrow. Well, actually, today is your last chance to support WPR during this member drive.
Don't delay. Join this great community of people coming together right now to make great radio. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And sometimes when people are new donors, they'll say, well, how much should I give? You know, we don't bill you. We don't tell you how much because it's up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into programs that'll keep you informed and entertained all year long.
So make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and maybe you'll wind up with those socks.
That's right. They're toasty, they're stylish, and they're WPR socks. What more could you want? Breathable, merino wool, and USA made. USA sheep. Ask for your pair when you give $15 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Mark in Onalaska says, I listen almost every day since working from home, and WPR is the best roommate I could ask for.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. What about you? Join with your gift right now. So important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Thanks so much for joining in here on WPR News. Larry Mueller here with Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, talking about things to do in the wintertime here in Wisconsin. And maybe you've got an event you want to tell us about from your area, or maybe just have a question about what might be going on in your area. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. And that snow report page that you've got on your site, that's a pretty popular site, if I'm not mistaken.
You are so right. This is, I think, the most popular page on our entire site. It is such a cool resource. It's called the Wisconsin Snow Report. It's an interactive map, and it details the snow conditions for winter fun across the state. So you'll learn about conditions at ski and snowboard hills. You'll also learn about cross-country skiing and areas for snowmobile trails, in addition to all the amenities that are featured along all of these destinations. You can also use the Wisconsin Snow Report to discover locations for other things like snowshoeing, winter fat biking, snow tubing, and ski joring. It's maintained by more than 100 volunteer reporters. We are so grateful for them because they are constantly providing their firsthand information on the snow conditions for recreation in their part of the state. So you can count on it to be accurate. It's a great planning resource. Check a destination on the map to find areas for even like nearby restaurants where you might want to fuel up, a place to spend the night, events happening in the area at the same time, or just other activities and things to do. So anyway, again, it is at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport, the perfect place to sort of begin your winter travel planning.
Yeah, it's a great site. I was amazed at how much you could pack into that site. And there are a lot of ski hills in Wisconsin. Just to zero in on that for a minute, but there are a lot of ski hills in Wisconsin, and you give the conditions, the snow conditions and so forth, and there's some that are open. I think one may be opening this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Nordic might be.
Yeah, there's a few open actually right now. A lot of people are shocked to learn that Wisconsin has the third most ski hills in the country. So the snow report, again, is going to give you lots of ideas for what the right place is for you. You can actually use the features there to sort through whether you're looking for like night skiing and lit hills or other things you might be looking for. You're going to find a way to search for. So you can just plan the thing that's just right for you. Definitely one place that pops when you're looking is Granite Peak. That's in Wausau. And visitors across the Midwest flock up there for the best downhill skiing and snowboarding really in the region. They have 225 acres of skiable terrain. It actually has a 700-foot elevation for adrenaline seekers or vertical feet available. For adrenaline seekers, Granite Peak has three terrain parks that can test out your latest tricks. And they, of course, also have great food because this is Wisconsin. So right across the highway from Granite Peak is Van Acre. And that's a great, high-quality, locally sourced ingredients that they use to make some really interesting dishes. So you get it all if you travel to Wausau this winter.
Well, what about Christie Mountain? Are you familiar with that in Rusk County?
This one's really neat, too. You can actually coast down the remnants of an ancient mountain range that's right here in Rusk County. Christie Mountain sits on the Blue Hills of Wisconsin. They actually form mountains that are older than the Rockies. These days, in modern times, you can enjoy as many as 33 runs when the hill is fully covered in snow. They can take advantage of a bunch of different varied terrain. They have 11 easier trails that make the hill a great destination for those that are new to skiing and snowboarding. For a challenge, conquer the two double Black Diamond runs. That includes cliff jumps. So If you're into that, you got that option. And if you're, as you're skiing along, keep an eye out for Christie Mountain's mascot, which is the Blue Hills Beast, who's known to roam the hills.
Oh, it's just a beautiful area anyway. Any time of the year, it's a pretty area. What about Trollhagen in Polk County, I think?
Yep, that's right. Northwestern Wisconsin. This is a great one. They're actually celebrating their 75th anniversary next year. And you're going to find out why they are a favorite spot for skiing and snowboarding. When everything is open, Trollhagen has 30 trails, 3 terrain parks, 8 lifts. That ranges from 11 black diamond runs for experts to plenty of easy routes for beginners. It's covered by snowmaking machines and it's groomed. So that means you have excellent conditions throughout the season. And when the entire hill is lit, you're going to have fun night skiing at Trollhagen. And that's especially on Fridays because they're open until 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Make a night of it. Yeah. make an early morning of it.
Yeah, that's that for sure. I don't know that I'd be out there at 3 in the morning, but I'm getting probably
I wouldn't be
too
out there
old
at all
for that.
You and me both, Barry. Yeah.
Jill's
yeah,
no. a black diamond skier.
Oh, God. Only on my butt.
Well, let's take a look at what's new for 2025. What's new in Wisconsin tourism as we go into 2025?
Well, we've got lots of new things on the horizon. A fun new place to stay is in Clark County. It's the Humbird Hotel. And while it's not really new to the community, its roots actually date back to 1869. It has now been recently completely renovated to offer new ways to experience this haunted hotel. So a few years after it was built, the hotel served as a makeshift hospital when a smallpox outbreak spread throughout the community of Humbird. And since then, visitors have reported sightings of apparitions, ghostly noises, other supernatural occurrences. And that might be something you want to experience yourself by booking a stay at the Humbird Hotel. Last summer, the hotel owners renovated the rooms for a gothic feel. So it really invites guests to get in there and embrace that haunted history. It sounds very fun to me.
And there's a bar that's connected with it.
Yes, that's right. So you also have that option.
Yeah. One thing that I had read a little about was Kalahari in the Dells has some new things going there.
Yeah, if you're more into heights than frights, perhaps the Kalahari Treehouse Collection is the right choice for you. Wisconsin Dells Resort is constructing 21 luxury tree houses. So that's going to provide a whole new perspective and taking in the Dells. There'll be an additional 31 houses for rent that are elevated off the ground by pillars. And they're partnering with Pete Nelson, the former star of Animal Planet's Treehouse Masters, to design the treehouse collection. I cannot wait to see these.
Yeah, they should be really cool. And as I understand it, if you rent one of those, then your access to water park comes with it, or am I just completely off on this?
No, you're probably right. I don't have all the packages in front of me, but that's definitely something to look into.
Yeah, I think so. For some outdoor fun, you might want to visit Henry Doorbaker's in Beloit. I'm sorry, indoor fun. I went online to their site. Oh, my goodness. There's lots going on there.
There's a lot to do. This is in Beloit, Henry Doorbaker's. It's part pub. It's part adult playground. So there's a menu, crafted bar-style food and drinks. Discover hours of fun here. They have indoor mini golf. They have racing simulators. They have a vintage arcade. 8-person foosball and duck pin bowling, which that uses smaller balls, pins, and lanes for big fun. And then when the spring arrives, let's stay on Doorbockers for a second, because that is a new one in Beloit, and it's going to be a lot of fun for adults.
Yeah, absolutely. Maggie emailed us. She wants to share some things she enjoys during winter. She goes to the CXC Outdoor Center in Middleton, so cross country. They have 13 kilometers of groomed trails for cross-country skiing and diagonal striding. Great way to get outside and enjoy some of the limited daylight that we have. And they have their free Middleton Nordic opener this weekend, 21st through the 22nd, where they'll have family fun, learn to ski lessons, a 5K freestyle fun race. So that's all taking place in at the Cross Country Outdoor Center in Middleton.
This has been such an excellent addition to the community out there on the west side of Dane County. So glad that Maggie brought that up.
Yeah. You can join in too, by the way. Number to call 800-642-1234 or email to talk at WPR.org like Maggie did. Let us know what's going on in your area of the state. Well, I like to golf. And there's and of course I can't do it right now, here at least. But there's a new course called Sedge Valley in Nakusa.
Yeah. So I mean, now's the time to start planning for spring golfing.
Yeah.
Sand Valley, if folks haven't been, it's like a different world. It is such an incredible part of our state. And like if you talk about unexpected, you wouldn't believe how cool. It looks like the surface of the moon in parts of it. So anyway, it's beautiful. And they have a new course, Sedge Valley. It's an 18-hole course. It opened just this past summer, and Golf Magazine already listed it the number 22 course of all of the top 100 publicly playable courses in the country. So it is another stunner coming out of Sand Valley. It's an intimate scale. It's classically styled. It's a course any golfer would want to add to their bucket list. It's going to be busy. So if you're thinking about playing it, now's the time to start planning.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to play that this coming summer for sure. And, you know, Golf Magazine, the most recent issue of Golf Magazine, I got it at home and I opened it up and they were... the story was about Wisconsin and Wisconsin golf courses and how many they were amazed when they started counting it up, how many of the golf courses in our state rank in the top, even the top 20. I think there were like eight.
Mm-hmm. Golf Magazine regularly is putting us at the very top. I mean, we at this point are America's top golf destination. And, We keep putting up new courses like the one that, like Sedge Valley, and every time we sort of land again in the top 100. So I read that article too, Larry, and I just had this like big, I just felt so much pride for our state that we continue to blow people away. They don't see it coming, and then they're like, wow.
It's amazing. And Sayers, our guest today, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, talking with her about things you can do in Wisconsin during the winter time, and one thing you could do today, in fact, right this minute, is take part in our year-end member drive. It's the last day of our drive on WPR for the year, and your financial support for all the great programming you enjoy every day, I think, is worth a contribution. Make your donation. It's tax-deductible, of course, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. I don't know if we ever got any information on...
No, I'm afraid we didn't, but I'm sure we're very close to getting our goal of 30 gifts, Larry. You know, we do these goals because they're important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the news coverage, the conversations going strong on Wisconsin Public Radio. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
On Wisconsin Public Radio, you hear from the person who wrote the bill, who wrote the book, who has the unique expertise, the latest in news. We're glad to seek these people out and get to know them on the show. And it's your support that makes this work possible. You make great radio happen when you give it. WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552.
I mean, look at our show's guests today. We've got the Secretary of Tourism here with us, so we're getting right to the source. You know, maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day, it's a great value. It's less than a cup of coffee or a soda. I just bought one for $2.50, so or like a day of cell phone service.
And you know what? A buck a day becomes, it's about $30 a month, So you can set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or your charge card. Make that gift right now. It's an important thing for you to do and for our well-being here at WPR. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
I'm Eve Robillard. I've been a sustaining member for a long, long, long time, at least 30 years. I grew up in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, and I can remember in 1955, I was in eighth grade, and there was a program from Wisconsin School of the Air that our teacher would nicely put on, and it was called Let's Write.
The recorded Wisconsin School of the Air feature Let's Write. Here's Marie Applegate.
Good morning, boys and girls. Today is Cat Day. Well, you might say today that cats are our purpose. You'll pardon the pun, won't you?
And I got to write a few poems or something. And I still do that once in a while today.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org to get started now.
You can give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau, asking for your support for the programs you value here on WPR. And your gift right now during the year-end member drive, so important. Could be $10 a month, might be $100 a month, whatever amount you choose. It makes a difference for our entire community.
And I'm so jealous of all you people who got to grow up with WPR. I would have loved that. Yeah. Yeah, you're lucky, Larry.
Yeah, my sister won a contest and got to, and the writing, and got to read her story on WPR.
So she beat you on the air.
She was there long before me. That's pretty cool, though.
That is very nice. The WPR is probably a preset in your home or your car. And I just heard, Larry, radios are making a comeback. So, hey, don't forget how to get to us on those new radios. You know, you listen a lot to WPR. So maybe you can help pay for the station that you enjoy so much. Why don't you become a member today?
You can make the switch that... somebody who just listens, or, well, not just. Somebody who listens is important, actually. But you can then not only listen, but become a member, is what I should have said.
Yeah, be part of our family.
Yeah, by contributing. You start with a gift, maybe your first timer, a 10, 20 bucks a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget to ask for your new WPR socks this drive. They're perfect for winter. Navy blue, they've got WPR all over them. Ask for yours when you give $15 or more a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Really is a great time to become a sustaining member. It's so easy and convenient to set up at, your bank account or your credit card. Do it either way. Get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I love hearing from our listeners, and Wendy in Green Bay says, I love the variety of programming and the people. It's time to put my money where it counts.
Join with your gift right now. Very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you. We're taking a look at things to do in Wisconsin in the wintertime and maybe in the spring as well. I guess we got into that too with our guest today. Ann Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Always great to have her come by. And maybe there's an event that you want to tell us about. You can give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. And there's a few new festivals and events coming to Wisconsin.
This first one is so exciting. Yeah.
So we've got something, ice and snow sailing world championships in Madison.
This is happening in February. It hasn't been hosted in our capital city for 30 years. It's the 2025 Ice and Snow Sailing World Championships. It's happening February 3rd through the 8th. And this is the world's best competitors, the world's best, using wind-powered kites and sails to race across the frozen surface on snowboards, skis, and ice skates. The whole thing just blows my mind. I just can't even believe. I can't wait to see it. This is also happens to time up with the Frozen Assets Festival, which is already so much fun. So that is just going to be a great 5 days to be out in the capital city on our lakes.
It is a lot of fun. I lived on Lake Monona for a long, long time, actually, and it really enjoyed ice skating, but I never hooked myself up to a sail when I was going around the lake. It was always a lot of fun, but the ice boats and that on the lake, it's amazing how fast they travel. And I imagine when you got the world championship, you've got some men and women who really know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think it would be so fun to be a spectator. Be a part of all of that.
It's really a lot of fun to watch. It really is. And there's the, let's see, the Forest Fields Music Festival in Chippewa County.
I kind of wish we'd saved this one for a fest or fiction. This is a good one. It's called Forest Fields. It's electronic dance music, but this is a new alien-themed music festival. It's anticipated to land in Cadott, Wisconsin this summer. So in a state that's known for its UFO sightings, Forest Fields plans to bring out-of-this-world sounds to the Chippewa Valley on June 6th and 7th.
Oh, my goodness. And in Chippewa County. And so when is it again? Give me that.
June 6th and 7th. And, you know, EDM, electronic dance music, it's really got a lot of fans. And I think adding this little spin of, alien themed, it's going to turn out a crowd.
All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I've always enjoyed some of the tours, the factory tours and so forth that are in existence in Wisconsin. There's companies around the state that do these behind-the-scenes tours to give you an inside look. I haven't been to the one. I've been to Kohler many times, played golf there on all the courses there, but I never took the Kohler factory tour. That's got to be something amazing.
This is one of these things, like, we're just so lucky in Wisconsin to have a company like Kohler, and the fact that they offer these behind the scenes tours, and they're fascinating. So with this one, you can get an inside look at the making of toilets, tubs, and fixtures at the Kohler Company factory. It's a free tour of their world renowned plumbing manufacturing. It's at the Kohler Design Center. Tours are offered in the mornings, Monday through Friday. You do need to register ahead of time, but retired employees lead the factory tour, so they share their decades of knowledge with you. You're going to see the foundry where the metalwork is done, the pottery where the skilled craftspeople make the molds out of clay, and everything else. It's a great tour to take in the winter because the pottery section of the factory actually has to be kept kind of hot and humid. So during that part of the tour, you're going to feel like you're this tropical destination in the middle of a Wisconsin winter.
I've stayed at Kohler more than once. It's really a great place to stay for a night or two or even more. So there's lots of other amenities.
Great food, great art. Yes. Yeah. That's a good trip.
So what about the tour of Door County Coffee, which I haven't done either?
Well, I am a coffee drinker, but whether you are or not, you're going to love this tour. If you've ever wondered how they roast the coffee beans and then impart them, and Door County Coffee is really known for, a lot of different varieties of flavor. So you can tour Door County Coffee. They offer their tours of its roasting facility in Carlsville. Their tours are only available Friday mornings, so definitely try to book in advance. And on the Coffee 101 tour, you're going to learn how they roast their coffees. You'll see the facility. And then, of course, you get to taste the samples of Door County Coffee. And, it's worth it just for the smells alone.
Oh, yeah.
It's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And I've had a lot of Door County Coffee. I've drank it. So next time I'm up there, probably next summer, I will be making that tour. The campus of Epic Systems in Dane County is really that's got to be a special tour. There's another one I haven't been on.
I mean, I don't think any other state in the country can offer this tour, anything even close to this tour. It's fantasy, it's fiction, it's farmland, all colliding at the headquarters of a healthcare software company. Epic Systems. It's in Madison, just outside of Madison in Dane County. And you can take self-guided tours. It's a very unexpected take on a campus there in Verona. The company designed the outside and the inside of its buildings after popular works of art and other whimsical themes. You're going to see characters and settings from like Wizard of Oz and Alice in Wonderland and Indiana Jones and all the other things. They have creations like the barn building. They have a deep space section that's a massive meeting space that's partially underground. It's big enough to fit 10,000 people.
And it's underground.
Yeah, it's underground. It's wild. Self-guided tours are available select hours on weekdays and weekends. So just give it a quick Google and make your plans to get out there and take it all in.
And recent travels for you, you've been to the domes, I heard, Milwaukee's domes.
Yeah, this is another great getaway in the winter. What a special, special place we have in the Mitchell Park domes. Right now it's all decked out for the holidays, but any time of year, just gorgeous botanical gardens there. And while I was there, I also took in the, of course, the Milwaukee Art Museum. Some spectacular exhibitions going on right now, and the Betty Brin Children's Museum. So you can plan a pretty full day for the whole family in Milwaukee.
Anne, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending time. Look forward to our next visit. I'm going to try to get them all right next time.
Next time. That'll be your time.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Terry. Take care.
Anne Sayers, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Oh, she always brings so much fun to the show, as does Jill Nadeau, who's
I try, Larry.
Funny gal herself, incarnate. Here we are, last day of our year-end member drive. Your chance to support the shows, the Larry Mueller Show here on WPR News, and all the other shows. Your gift, give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. So important as we end this year and look forward to 2025.
I can't believe it's almost 2025, Larry.
I know.
We had a goal of 30 gifts this hour. I'm not sure if we made it or not, but knowing our listeners, I'll bet you we did. You know, the goal
is
important.
Well, there's still time, too.
There's still time. We've got like 4 minutes, three minutes. What's ticking down? You know, these goals are set up to make sure that we have the funding needed for the news coverage and the conversations that you will rely on every day.
And we'll meet this goal one gift at a time. Join right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we just talked with Secretary Sayer and found out about all of the really cool things going on in Wisconsin. And you don't get that very often, and without all you have to do is just sit here and listen, right? You don't have to go searching somewhere. You didn't have to do anything. And we can do this because WPR is listener supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you, take a few minutes, and make your gift.
What are the qualities of a good friend?
Someone who takes an interest in you, asks you questions, good listener, reliable, supportive.
A good friend is going to keep you company when you really need it. They introduce you to new ideas, new music, recommend books to read.
Trustworthiness, always being available when needed, reliability.
Just like you can count on a dear friend, you can count on Wisconsin Public Radio for trustworthy news, engaging stories, and high-quality entertainment. And like any good friendship, WPR relies on you in return. Your financial support makes the essential service you trust and value possible. Your gift now really makes a difference. Here's how to give.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our drive, Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
You know, if you ask a WPR member why they give, they'll probably tell you it just feels better to listen to WPR when you do. It feels good to know that you're a part of making something special happen.
So make your first ever gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, and you will enjoy the excitement of supporting your Wisconsin Public Radio. It starts with your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Rick in Princeton, Illinois says, my wife and I still listen to WPR every day, even though we have lived in Illinois 8 years after retirement. A great way to stay in touch with the people, trends, ideas, and inspiration that have shaped our lives.
What
Lovely.
About you? Well, yeah, it was a wonderful thing. Thank you, Rick. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thank you. I'm Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. And this hour, we're going to be taking a look at a new book. It's titled Milwaukee Walks, An Insider's Guide to 35 Historic Neighborhood Walks and Hidden Hikes. I've had a chance to read it, and it is a lot of fun to read and interesting as well. So we'll be talking about that, but we also want to mention our year-end member drive here at WPR. You count on WPR for in-depth discussions, and it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. Your gift right now makes a big difference both this year and as we head into 2025. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And Jill, I bet we have yet another goal.
We do, Larry, and it's 30 people, just like last hour.
Just like last time.
You know, it's really important to have these goals because it's a way to set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the funding that's needed to share the news and the conversations that you and thousands of others count on every day. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might think that WPR operates largely with tax dollars. We get funding from federal government and from the state as well. But really, voluntary listener contributions make up the largest source of our funding.
And that is so important. But that also means that your support is vital in keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. We could not do this without your generous support. So now that you know how important you are, make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
As we wrap up 2024, think about the value that WPR brings to your life. This year-end gift helps us continue to serve you and the community. Give today. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
I do feel that it's important to give what you can to public radio.
It's really important to support this kind of programming. It's not available elsewhere.
It's a station that sometimes challenges my assumptions.
I have found new friends that keep me really informed.
It's a station that doesn't always agree with me, which is what people seem to like to listen.
And I just feel like it's stealing to listen and not contribute.
I choose to become a member. You should choose to become a member too.
You should indeed. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. This is the year-end member drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Listener support's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever amount you choose, really has an important impact.
And giving to WPR is easy. We want to make it easy for you. We don't want you to have to be stuck on the website going around in circles. I've been there, Larry. I don't know about you. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount. Maybe $10 a month works for you.
And that comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Please give as generously as you can.
And ask for your new WPR socks this drive. Larry, I think this might be one of your most favorite bonuses, right?
I like this. I'm even, you know, we've talked about the WPR Larry Mueller Sock Club.
And yes, you have.
I'm thinking of getting one going because I've got two pair.
Yeah. So does that make you president then?
I'm president because I have two pair. But I'm calling a meeting in next spring before it gets warm.
That's true.
Because you need
important.
To wear those socks.
Yes, we do. So ask for those new socks. They're navy blue and the merino wool, which everybody loves. So ask for yours when you give $15 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I should have told people to send me an email and let me know if they want to come to
oh,
the
Larry,
meeting.
Don't do that. You know how many people are going to be emailing you? You can't get through your emails now.
Well, I tell you what, maybe I get limited to sustaining members.
I think that's only fair.
That's
another incentive.
I hate to do that. But being a sustaining member is really cool because it sets you up for ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or from your credit card. And you could get started at that at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I'll bet you Linda in Middleton would like to be in that sock hop club. She says, I listen to Larry every day. So Linda's out there listening, Larry.
Linda, get those socks. Join with your gift right now, and it'll really make a difference, all kidding aside. WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And thank you so much. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we are talking now about a new book out by Carrie Taylor Carlson. It's the 2024 edition, Milwaukee Walks, An Insider's Guide to 35 Historic Neighborhood Walks and Hidden Hikes. And I've really had a lot of fun. I know Jill has too, because Jill spent a lot of time living in Milwaukee.
I did.
And this is Carrie's sixth book about the city, which is really cool as well. And as I talk with her, or as we talk with her, I hope you'll join in. What are some of the best walking trails in your community? Are you planning a visit to Milwaukee? Let us know what you want to see while you're there. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. And Carrie Taylor Carlson, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So I mentioned that this is your sixth book. What inspired you to write another book about walking in Milwaukee?
Well, interesting question. I wrote my first walking book in 1991, and what prompted me to write the first one was many years ago, I lived in San Francisco, and my ex-husband and I used to go out every Sunday afternoon, and there was a book called San Francisco at Your Feet by Margo Doss Patterson, and it was our Sunday afternoon activity, and I thought, back in the early 90s, that I'd like to write some sort of a similar book, and so I did, and I called it Milwaukee Walks, and there were 20 walks. Well, you know, what, 30-some years later?
and six books later.
I decided that I wanted to update some of those walks because initially I was more looking at the neighborhoods and the shops and some of the things that you'd see on the streets. Well, in 30 years, a lot changed. A lot of restaurants opened, restaurants closed, shops opened, shops closed. So I thought, well, this time I will look more at the history of these walks, and I wanted to do more walks, which is why I have 35 and not 20.
Yeah.
So I started out doing them one at a time, and at the time I was dealing with a gimpy knee, so I couldn't even do the whole walk in one jump. So I did them in little pieces, but I eventually got them all done. And I started doing the research and writing them, and Urban Milwaukee would publish them as I wrote them. And so after a while, I thought, well, maybe I have a book here. And then people said to me, well, yeah, but if you've already had them published on Urban Milwaukee, then people can just, you know, take their phone and walk around and look at the walks. Well, now, I'm not exactly a Luddite, but
I like the book. I'd rather have the book to look at.
Yeah, I don't travel with my phone. So I decided that eventually I would turn them into a book. And the other thing that happened was COVID. And this was in, you know, we know when COVID happened. And so I was sitting around thinking, yeah, I need something to do. So it was sort of a combination of several things. It was me needing something to do and wanting to do the research and thinking maybe another book might be something that people would like. So
and you,
there it is.
Yeah, and it's lovely. You give the distance, you give a history, and pretty specific about the directions on where to go within, you know, within each one. Turn right here, turn left there, and so forth.
Yeah. The first book, actually, I had maps. Mm-hmm. And I had very specific instructions on how to get to the start of the walk. Mm-hmm. And this time around, it's like, well, that seemed pretty superfluous because everybody's just using their GPS. So I took all that out, but I had this space at the top of the page that I wanted to fill, and I have a good friend who's an artist. And so I commissioned her to do the artwork for the book. And
she did a wonderful job.
Thank you. Yeah, her name is Lynn Bergschultz, and she worked with the photographs that I gave her. So I thought, you know, part of the fun of the walks is to look at these photos and then see if you can figure out where the photo was taken or the art was, you know, is representative of where it is on the walk.
Yeah, I tell you, it's pretty cool. I love those illustrations for sure. Well, let's... walking is, you know, I walk every day. You know, I'm out there about 20 to 6 every morning walking. I get 2 or 3 miles in before work. That's how I start my day. But right now it's dark, so I can't see very much when I started. But walking is I have a friend who he starts later in the day, but he will get out and he'll sometimes drive to an area of the city that he doesn't know anything about, and he just gets out and he walks around through the neighborhood.
Oh, that's great.
And he loves it. It's a great way to take in a city, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And one of the things that I found when I was working on this book was I really did discover a lot of areas of the city that I didn't know about. And walks that were just there waiting for me. I mean, for example, I'm ashamed to say this, but I didn't know about the Greenway along the Milwaukee River.
Oh, boy.
And it's fabulous.
And you've got several sections, and we'll get to that. Well, because I really do want to zero in a bit on those Greenway walks because they're fantastic. Here it is. It's cold outside. There's a little snow, maybe, in Milwaukee. I'm not sure. Walks that you might recommend in the winter that you have in the book?
Oh, boy. Well, I think you'd probably want to stay in the city.
Proper?
Where? Yeah, I mean, in the city, in the city proper, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, most people shovel their sidewalks. But I can't really recommend any particular walks for the winter time. I mean, you want to be safe. And you want to look out for the ice. So I guess I would recommend taking a walking stick. Nothing else, just to catch you as you're going down.
Is there any part of Milwaukee? I know there are parts of Milwaukee that have, for example, great Christmas lights.
Boy, there's a I'm sorry, I can't tell you. The exact one, but there is a street in Milwaukee, and I think it's somewhere on the south side that's famous for their Christmas tree walk.
Well, I want to talk about within
Actually, Larry, let me butt in here real quick. No. You're talking about Candy Cane Lane?
Yes.
Yeah, that's on the south side.
Oh, thank you.
It's crazy. I believe Wisconsin Today, our sister show, talked about it. If it wasn't today, it'll be soon. So, yeah, it's really fun.
Candy Cane Lane.
Candy Cane Lane. It's been around for a very, very long time.
Well,
and I can tell you another neighborhood where I'm pretty sure there's some pretty nice decorations, and that would be, well, it's not actually Milwaukee. I think it's West Dallas?
Yeah.
Wauwatosa? It's the Ravenswood neighborhood. And people there, most of them decorate for Christmas, and I just saw the beginning of it, but I think it would be a good place for people to be a drive-through.
Well, I tell you what, a good place... for you to be right now is near your computer or by your phone, because here we are in the midst of our Wisconsin Public Radio member drive. And it's the last day of the drive. We're not doing this tomorrow. You're not going to be hearing this anymore.
Till next year, Larry.
Well, not anymore this year, that's for sure.
I'm not supposed to say that. I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, I tell you what, it's the last day of our drive for this 2024, and it's your chance to get us going into 2025. And maybe you've already given this year. Or, you know, you might say, I'm a sustainer. I'm making my ongoing monthly gifts today. Well, if you are, good for you. If you're not, that would be a good thing for you to do, to become a sustainer. It just takes a couple of minutes to do it. Or if you just want to make your contribution, go ahead and do that too at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And just a reminder, this hour we are looking for 30 people to join in with a gift. Funding for WPR News stays on track. So that's if we get your funding. Make your contribution now. Any amount that works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, last hour we talked with Ann Sayers about things that are going on all over Wisconsin, events. Now Carrie's telling us about walks that we can take in Milwaukee, and she gives us a little history. It's a nice, I call it almost like a pocket-sized book that you could carry with you on these walks. Has some great information. I think spending an hour with Carrie is going to be fun, and I think it's a unique thing that we have on public radio. We're listener-supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, you make this program and many other programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And if you're looking for an easy way to make a gift to WPR, think about becoming a sustaining member, because that will make automatic monthly contributions from your bank account or from your credit card.
A lot of people give $15 a month on this plan. Some give $100 a month on this plan and more. The amount, though, is up to you. As a sustainer, you're an ongoing member of WPR. You're providing reliable funding for our stations. So start today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
It's that time of year to get cozy, or as the Danes say, higgy, hi-gigi.
It's pronounced hygge.
How do you practice hygge?
Turning on a movie, wearable blanket, candles.
Indoors or outdoors, genuine fire. Even better if you have to go chop the wood beforehand, light that match, and then feel the warmth.
Right now I have some split pea soup going at home, a little smoked cheese on top of that. I get my big down comforter and I wrap it around me, put a hat on.
Add one more item to your list. A pair of toasty WPR Merino Wool crew socks with a Wisconsin-inspired design. Ask for yours now when you donate $15 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Your support during this last day of our year-end member drive makes all of our programs possible. Your gift could be $10, $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Our year-end member drive ends at 6 o'clock today. That still leaves you time, but not too much, to cast your vote in favor of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we love it when you do it during the Larry Mueller Show because, well, we just...
We like it that way.
Take just a couple of minutes to make your gift right now.
And thanks if you've already contributed. Thanks for our ongoing sustaining members. If you haven't given yet, take this opportunity right now at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
So think about, what do you spend $10 on? Maybe it's goodies at the cafe, or books, games, apps on your phone. These are all things that make your day better. And just like Wisconsin Public Radio, and with a gift of $10 more a month here, you can make a difference for the public service that you rely on.
I spent a little over $10 at the Batch Bakehouse in Madison not too long ago.
Did you, Larry?
I did. And
why
I
does that not surprise
up.
Me?
When you support WPR, you join a community of tens of thousands of people, Larry and Jill included, who give what they can for the programs they value. So join in now. Give $10 a month or whatever amount's right for you. Every gift is powerful. Doesn't matter. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you can get Hugie with your toasty and stylish WPR socks this year end. They are really nice socks, all kidding aside. You know, they're moisture wicking and they're breathable merino wool, which I love. And they're made in the United States. So ask for your pair when you give $15 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And look for more information on the sock club, Larry Mueller Sock Club. That'll be coming out sometime in the spring before it warms up too much.
Okay, you heard it here first, folks.
So, I tell you what, Diane in Verona says, I've been listening to WPR for many years. I'm glad to finally be a sustainer. The shows are comforting and interesting. What about you? WPR.org is the place to go to become a sustainer or just to make a contribution. Or you can phone 888-202-2552. And thank you so much. Thanks for joining us today on The Larry Mueller Show. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Carrie Taylor Carlson, who has written another book. This is her sixth book. This one's titled Milwaukee Walks, An Insider's Guide to 35 Historic Neighborhood Walks and Hidden Hikes. So it's great to have her with us. Questions for her? Maybe you've got a walk you want to share. I hope you'll join in. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234. Or you could email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. One of the walks I wanted to talk about is the Donner Avenue and Newberry Boulevard trek. What's the draw on this route, Carrie?
Well, first of all, I will say, since you ask about a winter walk, mm-hmm. probably Donner Avenue would be a safe bet because there's so many shops on the avenue that the sidewalks are going to be shoveled.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, you're not going to slip and fall. I think the draw, I mean, it's two things, really. There really are some interesting shops on Donner Avenue, starting with at the corner of Downer and I can't remember the intersection, but Boswell Bookstore. Because everybody loves Boswell. And in today's world, when the independent bookstores are quickly disappearing, we all need to remember Boswell because it's a wonderful resource in Milwaukee and probably, without a doubt, our nicest bookstore. So also on Downer Avenue, there's Breadsmith, where you can buy your bread. There's a hardware store. And on the corner, Pizza Man is back. Pizza Man left. Nobody understood quite why. They built this wonderful or rehabbed this wonderful building on Donner Avenue, and then they decided to close it, and they moved over to Humboldt by the river where the parking was a disaster, and they lasted about a year, and then they moved back to Donner Avenue. So, you know, it's like make up your mind, guys. And then if you, you continue going north another block and make a left turn, you'll come to Newberry. And Newberry is a strip that runs from Downer Avenue to Oakland, and it's filled with just beautiful old homes that date back to the early 1900s. And Newberry was originally, I don't know if it was exactly designed by, but it was envisioned as Frederick Law Olmsted, who designed Lake Park, as the corridor between Lake Park and Riverside Park, which is at Oakland, and was also designed by Frederick Law Olmsted.
And there's quite a diversity of homes there. I bet they're all beautiful.
Everyone is beautiful. Everyone is, you know, an architect design. There's nothing cookie cutter about the homes on Downer or on Newberry. And you notice if you walk from Downer to Oakland that the most elegant homes tend to be at the eastern end of Newberry. And I think that I've read that that's related to the proximity to Lake Park. So the closer you are to Lake Park, the bigger the house. And then as you go west on Newberry, the houses become...
start to get smaller.
Slightly more modest, but not that much.
But not that much.
No, no.
Oh, well, you know, you love food or history or both. You might want to think about taking a stroll on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. I love the story about the naming of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive as opposed to, what was the other?
Third Street. It was Third Street.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Third Street south of, I think it was Kilbourne, and it was Third Street north of Capitol, maybe? And then... in the middle was what they called Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, except that one little section and the part that's in my book was Old World Third Street. And there was quite a bit of discussion about whether they wanted to continue it being Old World Third Street or would they make it all MLK Jr. Drive. And MLK Jr. Drive won out now, and although most of us who live in Milwaukee still think of it as Old World Third Street,
you know? But they named it.
I mean, that's where Usinger's is, and that's where Mader's is, and you know some of the old timers.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. Mader's goes way back as a restaurant. I mean, there's lots of opportunities there to dine and so forth.
Oh,
but Mader's
absolutely
goes back a long, long way.
Oh, it does. And it didn't start out as a German restaurant. It started out as a bar with food, a bar with food. But then Prohibition happened, and the wife of Mader decided that if they were going to bring people in, because there were so many German immigrants that were living in Milwaukee at the time, that they should think about serving some sauerbraten and some of the more traditional German cuisine. So they started serving that during Prohibition, and today now it's probably one of a couple of surviving German restaurants in Milwaukee proper.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time, but I had a fabulous meal there. I can remember having a fabulous meal at Mader's.
Yeah, the food is always good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very old school. It's the place where, you know, people take their out of town guests.
Yeah, I would think, but there are some other places too along the street there to dine, if I'm not mistaken.
There's some bars, and I can't really speak to the bars. I haven't, you know, because they're close to the Pfizer Forum now, so the number of bars is increasing.
Exploded.
For obvious reasons. And what's really sad is the Spice House used to be in that section. And the Spice House is gone now. I mean, they're mostly online, and, well, it's a long story, but it's two branches of the same family.
Oh, yeah, which is too bad because I did love the Spice House.
I like the original.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you recommend a walk in the Halyard Park neighborhood. Roughly, where is this in Milwaukee?
It's a little bit north. It's off of North Avenue. It's off of Walnut.
Okay.
And it's an area that was settled originally, you know, as so many areas were, by the Poles and the Germans. And then, you know, and then ultimately the African Americans came in, and it became primarily an African American neighborhood. And then when the freeway was built, a lot of those homes were demolished in order to make room for the freeway. And so there was a realty company that came in and decided that they were going to rehab the neighborhood. So they demolished a lot of the houses that were falling apart anyhow in this particular neighborhood. And they built what the kind of homes that you would expect to see in Fox Point or White, not necessarily Whitefish Bay, but in the burbs. You know, two stories with a fireplace and an attached garage. And it looks like this little section of Halyard Park really looks like it could be in the suburbs. And it is right in the middle of the city. And it's primarily a black neighborhood because they were looking to find an area where black people could afford nice homes. And a lot of them were subsidized by a local bank that was also the first black-owned bank in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and some of that history shows up in your book as we've been getting at here a little bit. It turns out Lakeshore State Park is Wisconsin's only
urban
state park.
Right, right. And it's one of my absolute favorite places to walk. I've been walking around that park for probably 30 years because in the beginning we called it Summerfest Park, and it was just kind of a dirt trail that went around the park. And then in the 60s, John Norquist, when he was mayor, he got involved with some other organizations, and they found some money to fund it, and now it's Lakeshore State Park. And it has a paved path that goes all the way around the park, around the perimeter. And then they hired somebody who was a naturalist to do the plantings. And now if you go in the summertime, it's absolutely magnificent because it's all prairie. There's open spaces too, but it's also prairie.
And we're talking about a pretty, how many acres is it? 20?
It's not that many acres.
28 acres or something like that?
20 would, yeah, I can't be any more than 20. It's small. And there's lots of benches around the way. So if you're me and you like to just sit on a bench and contemplate your navel and look at the lake, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little beach. There's no swimming in the beach, but, kids can stick their feet in the water. And there's fishing.
It reminds me, quite a bit of fishing, actually,
yeah.
Along that, that in that park. Your reference, I should say, to John Norquist reminded me, as I was reading through, and his name pops up more than once, John Norquist as mayor.
Yeah.
Maybe comment on him.
Well, he did so much for the city of Milwaukee. Besides Lakeshore State Park, he was one of the movers and shakers for the Riverwalk, which is a paved walk that goes along a contiguous paved walk that goes along the west side of the Milwaukee River, all the way from Humboldt to downtown where it bumps into the freeway. But he was involved in a lot of the things in Milwaukee that I think have made our city a better place to live.
Yeah, it was impressing just kind of his name popping up here and there throughout the book as being a lead role in a lot of these things.
Right, right. And I think he also has something to do with the Greenway.
Yes, yeah.
Another place where his name will pop up.
Yeah. Carrie Taylor Carlson, our guest today. Her book is Milwaukee Walks. It's fun talking with her as we, here we are in the last minutes for our program, the last 18, 19 minutes of the show. Jill Nadobak with me here for our year-end member drive, your financial support. It's the foundation of all the great reporting and discussions you enjoy here every day. So I hope you'll make your tax deductible year-end gift right now for 2024 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 30 people to join in this hour. And if they do, we'll be on track to support the quality, the variety of programs that you enjoy every day on WPR News. You know, Wisconsin Public Radio is listener powered, and that means that your donation right now makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Have such great guests on Wisconsin Public Radio because they know you will ask great questions. They won't be interrupted by commercials either. Your support makes this possible. You are the most reliable source of funding for our program. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And a lot of us have things that we spend money on daily, like a cup of coffee or a favorite snack.
You might consider the Larry Mueller Show or WPR Talk or WPR News. I forgot our title.
Larry, WPR is it News. Friday yet? Because I think you need
well,
a break.
It feels, you know, I got an RSV shot yesterday and a pneumonia shot at the same
you're
time.
You're blaming that, huh?
I'm blaming that. Well, I'm thinking a dollar a day. I'm thinking
there
a dollar a day. Yeah, it would be a good donation for anyone listening. It's probably less than your other daily treats. Sign up now with that gift of $30 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. WPR is a great value. Of course, it's free if you can't afford it. But I find that donating makes me feel better because I'm supporting something for people who maybe can't donate right now. And if you are a donor, I really think it's important to become a sustainer. You never have to worry about, oh, God, should I write the check this year or not? It's there, it's ongoing, they've got it in the pocket, and then you've got all that good stuff in your ears.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller with Jill Deneau, asking for your support for the quality programs you value on WPR with your gift right now. It's our year-end member drive, and the contribution could be $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it makes a big difference.
And maybe you've been listening to WPR without giving because you didn't know that we were listener-supported. Well, we are, and it's the largest source of funding for WPR programs. It comes from listeners.
Yeah, or maybe you wanted to listen for a while to see if you liked what you heard. You're still listening. So now's the perfect time to support the programs you rely on. Your gift, $10, $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you can ask for your new WPR socks this drive. Navy blue, Wisconsin, and WPR themed, and they're very cozy and very practical. Ask for yours when you give $15 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And a great time to become a sustaining member. Easy to set up those monthly payments to your bank account or credit card. Get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Shannon Milwaukee says, WPR has kept me informed on a wide variety of topics like home improvement, environmental concerns, chocolate, and birding activities. The offerings are endless, and I'm grateful for all that WPR brings to my life. I think she listens to our show.
I was going to say, every one of home improvement, environmental concerns, chocolate, birding activities, trips. I tell you what, if you enjoy those kinds of programs, I hope you'll give right now. It's powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Great to have you along today as we talk with Carrie Taylor Carlson about her new book. It's titled Milwaukee Walks, An Insider's Guide to 35 Historic Neighborhood Walks and Hidden Hikes. Had a little hiccup with our phones, but I think we have them all straightened out now. So let's take a call from Jim in Lake Geneva. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Larry, I love your show. I listen all the time. I got one comment. You mentioned that your Milwaukee Park was the first urban park in the state. That's not true. The first state park in the state of Wisconsin within the city limits is Bigfoot Beach State Park in the city of Lake Geneva. I know because I was a ranger there for 15 years. It's a jurisdictional thing. It was weird because the DNR holds total governmental jurisdiction over the park, yet it is totally within the city limits of Lake Geneva. Wow. And working there, it was always strange. Like one time we wanted to do a project and build something. I was doing it. And I said, we better get the city to get the permits. And that boss then said, we don't need no stinking permits. We're the DNR cannot be told what to build on DNR property. And so go ahead and build it. We don't need to. What about Madison? Well, they don't need to know about this shower building we're putting up or any other buildings. They don't care about us. They've been trying to give us away for years. Well, now they want to keep it. But that is actually the first urban park. And there might have been a second one, I believe, in Hales Corners when they opened the Nature Center in the 1980s. That may have also been an urban park, I believe. But the state park in Lake Geneva is the number one for urban area. And I do love her books. I've read them. And earlier you were talking about what people used to do in Milwaukee. And in the early 60s, I grew up in a place there. And the biggest treat for us was to go to the Mayfair Mall on Christmas yeah. week to look at all the decorations. Mayfair was the only place to be back in the day.
Jim, thank you so much for calling Bigfoot State Park.
I would never have guessed that was inside the city of Lake Geneva. Thank you. I stand corrected.
Jim, thanks so much. And the Mayfair Mall.
Yeah, I've got to mention that they used to have an ice skating rink right inside the Mayfair Mall. I came down from the UP back in the late 70s, and I could not believe that there was a skating rink inside of a mall. I was amazed. People still miss it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The mall is still there.
Mall is still there. It doesn't have a skating rink.
Nope.
Yeah. You can still get lost in there.
Yes, you can.
You can.
It's big.
I've gotten turned around a couple of times in there when I was doing my shopping. You've got several walks along, and we did mention the Milwaukee River Greenway. We got several walks. They're always like 2 or 3 miles, yeah. which, you know, and there's, I think you had 5 of them. So, I mean, you can walk a long way, but tell us about some of those walks.
Yeah, so I started at the river on the west side of the river. I started at the River Revitalization Center, which is a place, an active group, and they're rebuilding or putting together a prairie, and I started going north, and I decided that I would break it up into segments rather than trying to do it all at once.
Yeah.
So the first section, for example, goes up to Gordon Park, and then you turn around and come back. So it's about a mile and a half, maybe. I don't remember exactly how much it was. But so when I was doing the history about that whole section, I was reading about the North Avenue Dam, which was taken down in 1997. And when it was built in 1835, it created an impoundment north of the dam. And as a result, there was lots and lots of activity along the river thanks to the impoundment. And one of the things, and this is hard to believe in today's day and age, but they used to take ice from the river on that section. And in order for them to take the ice, it had to be a minimum of 18 inches thick. Now, I can't remember the last time I saw the river really frozen solid like that, partly because they took down the North Avenue Dam and the river's running free, and that's not as likely to, you know, to freeze. But they would take the ice back in the day when people didn't have refrigerators. They had ice boxes.
Yeah.
And they would put spiked shoes on the horses, and then the horses would pull some kind of an outrigger on the river that cut the ice. And then men would come by with poles, and they would walk on the river, and they would separate the cube, the big 18-inch blocks, and then they would store them in buildings or alongside the river that were filled with sawdust. And the ice would last for approximately a year. And they used it, the breweries used the ice. They would store the beer, and also people used the ice for their home ice boxes.
Yeah, it's some amazing story. And that whole story of the dam, I think John Norquist comes into play
there. Oh, he came into that one, too.
He came into play there because it was kind of polluted, and there were a lot of problems with the river there. And
yeah.
They got the dam eliminated.
Yeah, right. Well, what was happening, and this goes back to the, you know, the early mid 1900s, there was a lot of recreation on the river, which is hard to believe now. But there were steamboats going up and down the river. There were boathouses. At Gordon Park, there was a boathouse and a beach.
Yeah.
And I write in the book that women had to pay, I think, 25 cents to rent a bathing suit, and men only had to pay 10. I guess they figure that, you know, they only needed half as much. But there was lots and lots of recreation. And like I said, there were boats running up and down the river, and people would get all dressed up, and they'd had fancy parties at the beer gardens. But what happened, two things happened. One was Prohibition, which kind of put a kibosh on some of the drinking. And the other thing that happened was, like Larry mentioned, pollution.
Yeah.
And as the river became increasingly polluted, that took care of recreation on that impoundment. And then, you know, thank you, John Norquist and a few others, they took out the dam. And now the river's running free. I mean, yeah. It's totally different from the way it was back in the mid-1900s.
Well, and there's plenty of information, just like we've been talking about, in the book Milwaukee Walks, an insider's guide to 35 historic neighborhood walks and hidden hikes. The author, Carrie Taylor Carlson. Carrie, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
It's fun to think about Milwaukee and talk about it. It's a fascinating city with lots to recommend it, for sure. And I think there's lots to recommend to WPR as well. Here we are in the last day of our year-end member drive. In fact, the last 6 minutes or so for you to contribute during our program. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important as we end this year and look forward to 2025, Jill.
That's right. I am looking forward to 2025 because, you know what? It's better to look forward than back. That's the way I look at it, Larry. But we've got a goal of 30 gifts, and I think we're probably getting pretty close to that, if not over. And we have these hourly goals because they help us stay on track financially so that you can keep the news coverage and conversations going strong on Wisconsin Public Radio. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Lots of fun on today's program, talking about a variety of things you can see and do in Milwaukee and really around the state as well in our first segment. Unique programming, I think, and here we are, public radio listeners supported. And so when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and so many other hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And this year-end member drive is a great time to make your last gift of the year to WPR. Remember, tax deductible. It takes just a few minutes of your time at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And when you give, you'll have that good feeling of supporting the station that you've enjoyed all year long and that you're looking forward to in 2025.
Well, I think it's an investment in your own brain. I mean, I'm a retired person now, and as you get older, you do realize you need to keep your brain flexible. And even when I was younger, it's good to keep your brain flexible. And investing in public radio, in Wisconsin Public Radio, really helps me to keep my brain up to date and gives me different ideas and different viewpoints. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for a better life.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during this year-end member drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
And you know what? You can turn on the radio every day without an upfront charge and enjoy hours of the trustworthy news, in-depth conversation, and just the things that you are looking for. WPR is available to everyone because listeners like you help to cover the costs.
So I hope you'll join in today. Become a member with your first ever gift, maybe $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. 2552.
And look at it this way. The little things that we spend money on, well, they can add up. So maybe you buy a morning coffee, or you pick up a bag of chips, or it used to be you pick up a newspaper. Some people still do. You might spend $20 a month on small expenses like that. But they're an important part of your day.
Just like listening to WPR. So if you're thinking about it that way, I hope you'll think to yourself, this would be a good time to contribute, especially during the end of this show, before 1 o'clock hits us.
That's right.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Jill and I have a lot of fun and really enjoy hosting and putting on this program every day. And Jeff Robbins and Lee Rayburn and Clara Neipert, one of our producers, Joel Patnoit, our other producer. We love bringing you the show. We hope you enjoy it, too. If you do, give a call. Make your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.